Welcome back, friends. We're talking about substantial error, Benedict XVI, Thomas Aquinas, splitting this papacy. Splitting the papacy is substantial error, and it invalidates the attempted resignation by Benedict. It does not matter what Benedict thinks. It matters what the law says. And we're going back to, you know, the clear preface, the thesis statement for Code of Canon Law is that so all the people can know what is taught and to avoid abuses. And believe you me, the laity has been abused. Canon, both substantial fear both substantial error and fear invalidates whatever Benedict tried to do. Canon 131.1. The ordinary power of governance is that which is joined to a certain office by the law itself. Delegated, that which is granted to a person, but not by means of an office. The 2013 conclave, if it elected anything, perhaps it elected a region, but it was not another pope, to carry out the duties or active ministry of the papacy. Brother Alexis, which I cover in part 5, it follows after this, does an excellent job bringing, part 4, does an excellent job bringing in this point in Benedict's Declaratio. A declaration is not a resignation, right? It needs to be properly manifested. So Benedict didn't even properly manifest a resignation or renouncement. He properly manifested a declaration. And Brother Alexis goes into nice detail about what those different words mean. The Pope can and does, so now we're back to can the Pope delegate duties? And absolutely he can. He's delegating, popes absolutely delegate task administration. They can't do it all. And if he were to become incapacitated like John Paul was with Parkinson's, sure you can have other act in his, but here's the deal. They're acting in his name. They're acting in regard for him. They haven't become Pope by virtue of those acts. The office still retained within John Paul, even though he allowed others to act in his name. He could delegate the duties and responsibilities. He cannot delegate the office in the manner that Benedict has tried to do with Bergoglio. And that's a money quote from Anne Barnhart at 1856. Delegating responsibilities does not delegate the office. True that. A final essential point I will draw out for consideration. And again, I do not attempt to exhaust Anne's presentation, is highlighting the horrific influence of German theologians. There's an old quip I've heard, modern heresies originate out of Germany. I'm sure there's some that come from somewhere else, but that I still hold. At her suggestion, I downloaded currently now Archbishop Miller's doctoral dissertation, 300 pager, read it, highlight, I have notes, but I won't go through the notes in video format. They're just going to be show notes and just pulling out one little nugget after another in there. She says it can be considered a Rosetta Stone for understanding Teutonic theology. And I think that that is true. I agree with her. He leaves out speculative thought. He does a really good job explaining the church's understanding through the millennia, the office of papacy. Now his point is to get to some place to of I don't know what kind of agreement with the Lutherans and Anglicans on the role of the papacy. That was the point of his dissertation. But to get to that point, that background material was really, really helpful. So I thank you, Anne, for bringing that to us.